dogpiling like finger blasting?
It's when you're man down. Like a man down, man down.
Mandem?
Mandem, man down.
This is the post show for podcast episode 70. Josh.
Let's just start timing how long he's...
Yeah, do that. He's already been there a good 2-3 minutes. Josh is violating my restroom right now.
Oh, you like that? You like that toilet?
You're my bitch. You're my potty bitch.
Give me some reverb. I'll play the part of the toilet.
You like that, baby? You like that, you slut? You toilet slut?
No.
Eat it.
Please.
Eat my leavings.
Please make it stop.
Never. Call me your daddy.
Please.
Who's your daddy?
I don't want to.
Who's your poop daddy?
I mean, I'd like to poop.
Never mind.
Seeing that I'm a toilet.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I'm back. No, I'm gone.
Hello!
Yeah.
Yeah.
This pen's running out of ink.
So we're at 2 minutes and 40 seconds of dump time.
What are we going to talk about in the post show?
Oh.
Let's see if there's anything on the list that we didn't...
Need a list.
Let's see.
Top 10 somethings.
Top 10 finger blasts. We talked about Teen Wolf, the Teenage Wolf. We talked about... We didn't talk about how they're going to do... They want to do after Batman 3, Batman TV series.
I don't care. Like a live action?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Why?
It won't be good.
Right, so that's your opinion. Don't just say you don't care.
I don't care because it won't be good.
Oh, I see.
There's nothing to talk about if I don't give a shit. And, I mean, because there's no way. They got, like, Nolan and all those guys doing...
Well, then I'm going to pull up my Google feeds and see...
Because there's... You know what I'm saying? There's...
Well, the problem with that line of thinking, and I fall into it myself, but once someone does something really, really well, you can't expect no one to ever do it ever again. Because, I mean, they don't make comic characters to shine for a decade, and they make them to, you know, be franchises that go on for 50 years. So, like, at first I thought it was lame that they were trying to reboot Spider-Man 10 years after the first one, but now I don't even care. If it's a good movie, I don't give a shit, because every time they hire a new artist on Spider-Man, it's a different, you know, it's a different incarnation of him, I guess, so the fuck does it matter?
But it worked.
Well, the first two.
So why?
Well, I guess my point is, if Nolan is done after Batman 3, there needs to not be a Batman movie for like 15 years.
That's what happened.
I know, again, I'm saying they do not need to make, like, Batman 4 in 5 years, or reboot it in 5 years.
But they
need
will.
To wait.
Hollywood doesn't get it.
The only thing I want to see is the year one that never got done. I think that that's an unexplored territory. I think they could do... I also think they could
that
do Batman Superman.
No, that you can put on TV, and that I would watch. You put that on AMC or...
Well, remember, I think we talked about this a million years ago, but that was the pitch for Smallville. The pitch for Smallville was Bruce Wayne college years. And
it was year one, though.
Well, I'm saying it was young Bruce Wayne. Year one is before he had the... It was right before he came up with the costume. It was like black ninja suit, kind of. But he was just a dude, a young guy, beating people up, trying to beat up crime or whatever. But that was the pitch for Smallville. And they said, you know what? We like this idea, but we're going to do it with Superman instead. And because of that, the guy that pitched that idea has gotten an executive producer credit on every episode of Smallville for 10 years and has never worked a single day on Smallville. So he's been a high-paid Hollywood EP for doing absolutely no work ever, which is kind of awesome.
So what's the deal about this one, then?
About which one?
This live-action one.
There's no details yet. They're just saying that after the third movie, if Nolan is really out, then DC wants to keep the franchise going with the series. Oh, and they're going to bring the Joker back. Which I think it's too soon to have another... I'm not saying never have anyone else play the Joker. I think it's too soon for another Joker.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you're not going to compare it to Heath Ledger, and there's no way he's going to stack up. So... It's probably just a bad idea. So let me pull up my news here. Yeah, live-action Batman TV series to follow Dark Knight Rises. Del Toro and Battlestar producer David Icke doing The Hulk. We talked about that. Beatles are on iTunes. I don't give a shit. Navi's knocking boots and getting knocked up. We already talked about that. They released more pictures from the Spider-Man musical. It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievably bad. It's unrealistic. It's unimaginable how terrible it looks. The new Girl Talk album is out. But Josh isn't here to be happy about that. Let's see. And there was that Green Lantern footage. Jesus, man.
That's Kevin Smith, isn't it?
No.
Who's doing that?
No, I don't know. It's not Kevin Smith. It looks awful. And, the only thing you could say is that maybe it's unfinished CG, but I don't think they would release it if it was.
Not if it was on ET.
It looks candy. Like, he looks like he's wearing a suit made of green candy. And I don't think Ryan Reynolds can pull it off either. I think it's going to be super lame. Whoops.
Black Swan.
That is a Darren Aronofsky movie about sort of a psycho thriller about dancers, ballerinas.
I guess if it's got Natalie Portman, I'll watch it.
It probably looks pretty fucking awesome.
And if it's Darren...
The trailer was good. He's doing the new Wolverine, and he's calling it The Wolverine, and it's not going to be a sequel to the other stupid Wolverine movie.
The Wolverine?
I think because he wants you to make sure you know it's like not Wolverine 2.
The Man?
Yeah, like Chico and the Wolverine. Jake and the Fat Wolverine. Or Wolverine and the Fat Man, whatever, I don't know. What else do we have? Oh, so I didn't get to see the Robo Geisha trailer, or the Robo Geisha screening at Comic-Con.
No, we'll just need to figure that out. We need to have a con for Hijinks and see where we can watch that.
You know who else was there that I didn't get to see? It really pissed me off, because if I'd known she was there, I wanted to see her. No, the girl that made the zombie movie when she was like 10 or 12.
What?
You never heard about that? There's a documentary about her called Zombie Girl. Let me pull it up. Let's see if it's in here. I'm going to pull this up. She lives in Austin, and when she was like 12 years old, she wrote a zombie movie, but then actually made it. And it looks like a 10-year-old made it, but she made it, you know, like a 10-year-old made a full movie. I think it took her a few years. I think she was like 12 or 13 by the time she finished it. Huh. It was called Pathogen. And
this one says Zombie Girl.
Zombie Girl is the name of the documentary. And it's really good. I really recommend watching it. It's the thing that kills me is the idea that when I was a teenager, you know, preteen, we wanted to make movies, but it was impossible. And now it's not. All she had was a DV cam and a MacBook or like an old iMac. Anyway, her new movie was screening at this con I was at. It's called... hang on.
And stop.
What was it, like 12 minutes?
10 minutes and 5 seconds of dump time.
Well, before we started it.
Did you time my shit?
I added 2 minutes.
Oh, you added 2 minutes for plus or minus. Okay. Yeah. Her new movie's called My Sucky Teen Romance. It's like a vampire romance spoof. Her name's Emily Haggins. And she's like 16 now, and she's making movies. Fucking awesome. I say more power to her. I don't know if they're any good, but I just want people to make stuff.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
You missed it.
I was shitting.
Shut your hole. Shut both of your holes, the face one and the bottom one.
Well, I did now.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Yeah, we need to have a Hijinks and Sue con.
Sure, you organize that and pay for it, and that'll go swimmingly.
That's going to get paid by the subscribers.
No, my mortgage is getting paid by that. Yeah, man, I used to want to do a con.
We'll do it here.
I want to do a con really bad, but I started looking at like smaller groups that do cons, and the people, there's just not enough people there. There's like the guys that do MaximumFun.org do a con every year called Max Fun Fest or something like that, and they have like 30,000 or 40,000 listeners, and they only get like 200 people to that thing. So this podcast has like 1,000 listeners.
So we'll have 3.
We would have like 7, yeah, total. If.
All right, I'm game.
Okay, you, me, Eli, Denise.
Basically what you're just talking about is an extended reader meetup.
Jeff.
We did a reader meetup in Austin. Nikki. It was fun.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's on the fence, so. There's no guarantee there.
Let's see what else we had in the other.
If she's not busy eating another bird to extinction.
No, that's Denise. That's not Nikki, is it? They're both Asian? I didn't know. I thought it skipped a generation.
They're both the same kind of Asian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's weird. You'd think there'd be a resemblance.
Did you see the Doug movie that somebody put on YouTube?
Like, I saw the...
Yeah.
Wait, no. Is that Doug?
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, somebody made a Doug movie, like a trailer for a fictional Doug movie.
Okay, like from clips from the cartoon?
No, like with live actors. And everyone is painted the right color, and it's terrifying to see people like bright purple and bright blue.
Oh, like they're painted in real life, and then they just filmed that with paint on them?
It's bizarre. It's not funny.
Is it like body paint? Are they actually well done. Naked?
Well, they're completely painted, but they're also wearing the right costumes.
Okay. Less exciting.
It's like Doug goes to college and comes back home. It's not really funny. It could have been funnier if they'd gone like darker. Like if it was like a Funnier Die type video.
Like Doug gets high and then fucks a tranny on accident.
Have you ever seen the comic that went around for a while about a guy that I know, another cartoonist, a cartoonist from Austin, his name is Dave McGuire, does a comic called Gastrophobia. He's actually also going to be at that webcomics Rampage. He did this comic that made the rounds a few years ago, like on every site, where Skeeter is talking to Doug, and he's like, "No, Doug, Patty was drunk. It was not consensual." And he's like, "No, man, we were having fun. We were both into it. She was coming on to me." And
I started my finger blasting her.
No, and then the final panel is Skeeter going, "Doug, you raped Patty." It's really funny. I'm sure if you Google Doug rape comic, you'll probably find it.
I'm doing that right now. Doug rape.
Doug rapes Patty or something comic. I'm sure you'll find it.
I'm just Doug rape. I'm just gonna.
That's gonna be Doug rape misspelled, I'm sure.
Doug raped Patty picture. Let me click that one. Oh, it's on E-Bomb's World.
Yeah. That's how old school it was.
Wow.
That was like 5 years ago or more.
Oh my god, that's fucked up.
That's pretty awesome. I read a story last week about how Christopher Reeve, when he got cast as Superman, he'd only been in like one other movie. And he was scared about being Superman forever. Like, he was like, no, this is going to tie me up for the rest. And he was right.
No, the wheelchair took care of that.
Well, sure. But apparently...
Excuse me, the horse.
Apparently... Because he was scared of being Superman, someone got him in touch with Sean Connery to talk about what it's like to play one part for like a decade and be known as that for the rest of your life.
Which he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Sean Connery.
Everyone thinks Sean Connery is Bond, first and foremost.
No.
Yeah.
No, dude. He's that dragon.
Whatever.
Dragonheart.
He's the captain of the Red October.
I'm not creating the story. I'm telling you that there was a story.
I'm telling you fact. Sean Connery is a submarine.
Anyway. He plays Vasily. It's not Priscilla. I believe it's Vasily.
One pink.
You've said that quote wrong for 3 years now.
Just keep it up.
So, he encouraged him to play Superman. He's like, just do it. Fuck it. Get drunk. Play the part. Schwartz. Yeah. Who gives a shit? Be Superman. Who gives a shit? Let's see if we have anything else. Doo-bee-doo-boo. Apparently Indian children are stealing owls because they like Harry Potter.
Daughter feather.
A little bit of both, I suppose.
One's for...
Oh, God, what was the thing that Sarah Palin said about Obama? Because he was in that trip to...
He's an Ender?
No, because of that whole trip to India thing, and everyone's all like, it's so expensive, but it's not.
I don't know. I didn't hear about
that. She actually said, like, I don't even know where he's going. It's not even Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Like, I...
Wait, does that mean she doesn't know what kind of Indian he means, or does that mean she thinks he's an Indian going to see his family?
Take your pick.
Brown is brown.
Yeah, right. Brown is brown.
Hey.
That's the name of the post show. Brown is brown.
I'm going to... No, the post shows don't have names. Actually, let me pull up the video of the guy on the new SNL guy doing the Obama impression, because especially when you can't see him, it is fucking uncanny. What is his name? Something Pharaoh. J. Pharaoh.
Pharaoh.
J. If they do not let this kid do Obama on SNL, it'll be an amazing mistake.
Dude, that guy is awesome. He was also... Was he Jay-Z or who?
Luke? Yeah, he does Jay-Z. Here's the thing that's really sad, though. On YouTube, he has videos of him doing, like, 75 impressions in a row. All of his black dude impressions are perfect, and all of his white dude impressions sound like I'm doing them. They're, like, 40% there.
He's going to work on it.
Well, but no, he can't. He just can't. He does like McConaughey and Nick Cage, and he does them like a friend at your office does them. Like, it's just like just the most basic, like, hey, Matthew McConaughey. Like, that's the extent of it.
Did you just see Matthew McConaughey run through
here? He was here.
Dude, he's just
naked.
I think he came in and farted and left.
Where's my shirt?
I promise it wasn't me.
Yeah, so let me pull up this Obama impression. It's pretty fucking amazing.
Brother's just got to work on it. Brother, just
I don't think he can. I think he needs to stick with
because brothers don't work. Am I right?
Hey, yo, Jay Farrell, Funny Bone, 2009 Comedy Club. Watch the clip. Subscribe. Trust me. Subscribe to me. Subscribe, baby. If you ain't know that, you know that.
Obama, he probably got so much booty in college that make no damn sense, boy. I'm dead serious. He just. Hey, you over there. I said, hey, you over there. Come here.
Oh, my God.
I want to talk to you. I said, I want to talk to you. Now, I've been noticing you. Noticing me. And I have to say that I really do like it. So let's just cut to the chase. In my dorm room, I've got a bottle of Jack Daniels and all the chicken you can eat. And whatever happens, we can just blame it on the alcohol. Thank you.
It's not racist Thank because a black guy so said it.
Much. In a black audience.
Because Obama said it.
Boy, yo, that's a smart dude. That's a smart guy, man. I don't think he'll ever get caught in a scandal. He can anyway, you know? He getting watched too much, you know? If he fought wrong, he gonna get impeached.
The president has a nuclear flagellant. We gotta get him out of here.
I'm serious, man, but what if he did, though?
Mr. Obama, it's alleged that you had an affair with one of the congresswomen.
Well, I'm glad you said that. Let me ask you a quick question. Did you see me do it? I said, did you see me do it? Where's the footage? You don't have any footage. Oh, you do have footage. Well, roll the tape. Yeah, whoa, stop right there. You see that guy with those big ears? That's obviously Will Smith.
I see you doing it. I know you're doing it. You're doing it too. You love it. Now subscribe, thank you so much, and I appreciate y'all.
Anyway.
That's a really good, damn it. That's a really good Charlie Murphy.
He does Charlie Murphy. Have you seen that?
No.
It's also, we won't put that on the show, but it's also kind of terrifying.
Man, they could have a stellar show if they wanted to just do half the show of impersonations.
Oh, you mean like in the 90s when it was fantastic?
Yeah.
When that's what they did?
They have the cast to do it, because... What's his face? Bill Hader. P- Pacino.
Bill Hader does everyone. He's amazing. Did you see the Back to the Future auditions?
Okay, that was actually good. That was hilarious. Really good.
Back to the Future auditions.
We'll look at that after this, too. I'm sure it's on Hulu. It was also amazing. Anyway, so if you're listening to the post show, I suggest you go do the YouTubes and the Bluetubes for Jay Pharoah and look at some of his impressions. And trust me, I'm right. All of his white dudes, I'm sorry if this is racist, but all of his white impressions are bad and all of his black impressions are awesome.
Huh.
The end. What? Do you have something?
No.
No? Okay.
Other than you are a racist.
Yeah, you are.